This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Those ballots. I don't like it. You know, you have a Democrat governor, you have all these Democrats watching that stuff. Be poll watchers when you go there. Watch all the thieving and stealing and robbing they do.
I had told you that Trump had about a 20% chance in the last 3 weeks as this fraud unfolded to prove it to the American people and to override this corruption, because the gaslighting and the mass hoax and the incredible censorship by big tech and the controlled corporate media is so unbelievable. But thanks to the grace of God and all these wonderful men and women, black, white, Hispanic, old, young, Indian Americans, Native Americans, Indians from India that are Americans, Chinese Americans, black Americans, all Hispanic Americans, all telling the same stories of the organized fraud in those key five states.
Any kind of oversight, and you know, those ballots getting duplicated without an oversight, and all of this fraud that was happening, it was heartbreaking. So that's why I decided to put myself here. I didn't have my GOP tag on, so automatically I was assumed to be a Democrat. And I have seen some women who came to me and I said, let's get these MFs out. And she was singing that song. And for me, I don't listen to secular music, and these days you can't even tell what is cussing and what is a song. So I thought maybe she was really singing a song. But then when I saw that she was targeting white male Republicans, accusing them of something like your mask slipped, you were not 6 feet away, so you need to go out, and, you know, your phone was out, and they were really intimidating all these white people. And I put myself out there, tried to help them, saying, why are you getting them in trouble? And they said, why are you taking their side? Then I showed my GOP tag, and then she said to me that I'm on the wrong side because I had a GOP tag on.
So I personally observed USB cards being uploaded to the voting machines by the voting machine warehouse supervisor on multiple occasions. I saw this personally. I brought it to the attention of the deputy sheriff who was there stationed, who was a senior law enforcement officer, and I brought it to the attention of the clerk of elections. I brought it to their attention. I objected, and I said, this person is not being observed. He's not part of the process that I can see, and he's walking in with baggies, which we have pictures of, and it was submitted to in our affidavits, and he was sticking these USBs into the machines. So in talking to U.S. Attorney General McSwain and other law enforcement officers, I found out that was not the case, that generally, more than two is unusual.
We have a lawyer coming in studio later who went and poll watched and caught them engaged in criminal activity in Travis County.
I was personally appointed by the Travis County Republican Party.
So you were there on official business?
Yes. My intent was to get it recorded, to take pictures of what was happening, and to make the situation public.
Flex snapped these three pictures and sent them to us. The pictures show, she argues, the clerk's office obstructing poll watchers from doing their job.
We had no audio at all. We could not hear what was going on. They were running ballots. They were signing reports. When we would tap on the window so that we could ask a question or so that we could see a report, which is allowed under the statute, they would ignore us.
Fleck then called 911 asking for a deputy to file a police report. When the deputy arrived, the clerk's office found out Fleck had taken pictures and told her to leave.
The county clerk has been caught over and over again stealing elections. This woman, when she called the police, she was arrested. But guess what? She had hidden video and got it all. But the police confiscated the hidden video. All right, we're going to start the next segment with Steve Pachinik, who was on with me 2 weeks ago and said, all the China stuff's about to come out on the Bidens, and then they'll be given a chance to step down. Then he said it again Sunday with Owen Schroyer hosting my show, and now you see all this is breaking and coming out. I've known Pachinik 19 years, and he's never BS'd me. He might have been wrong about a few things, but he's been right more than I've been about things, which is, I'm right about 95%. He's been right about 97%. So we'll see if he's right. You're coming up in 41 days. Stay with us. But I think he means well at the end of the day. Stay with us.
Homes of block in St. John's Wood.
The globalists have always been at war with the family and small businesses. They want control. They want domesticated slaves. That's the process that is taking place right now. And when you shop at the big box stores and when you shop with Amazon, remember that they are creating monopolies and they are the globalists that are pushing the lockdowns, gun control, abortion, world government, all of it. If you want to do that, go ahead and shop there. But if you'll shop at InfoWars, where we have thousands of products made right here in America with our warehouses and our crew, it's incredible, and it changes the whole world. So do your shopping if you want to fund the InfoWar, if you want to stop the globalist, at InfoWarsStore.com. And tell others to do their shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. We have amazing products. We can get everything delivered to you by Christmas if you order by the 18th. So again, I want to thank you all for your support. I want to thank you for thinking through what you do and where you spend your money. And do your shopping and get great products at InfoWarsStore.com.
Of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten.
My 3.5-year-old daughter is begging me to see snow. We live in Central Texas. She hasn't seen snow. And she says, Daddy, I want to see snow this Christmas. Well, according to the Southern Poverty Law Center, that's because she's racist. They actually say white Christmas is racist. But that's the left trying to divide this country and divide the world. The good news is everybody, no matter what melanin you got in your skin, is seeing through this. And that's the good news. All right. Dr. Steve Pachinik, former head of psychological operations, a psychiatrist, a lot of other stuff, of the State Department, worked in regime changes, helped found Delta Force, co-wrote a bunch of books, and made movies with Tom Clancy. And he came out here 3 weeks ago and he said, Biden's going to basically be exposed as a Chinese agent, and he'll be given the chance to step down and not contest this, or they're going to go to prison. But if he wants a pardon, he'll get one. I'm like, okay, sounds like wishful thinking. That's a dead story. The media totally locked it down during the election. He said, watch, it's going to come out. He was on Sunday and said, just watch, it's imminent. We'll play a clip in a moment, but he was on for an hour. The full interview is at band.video. And I think the headline is, Intelligence Insider, Biden won't be given a chance to step down to avoid prosecution. I know I watched it like Sunday night. I didn't watch it live. But that's at band.video. And so, indeed, that's now happening. The question is, will the investigation continue on? Swallows well with a sex op attached to him. We've got federal criminal investigation to Hunter, into Joe Biden, his brother, the bag man. All these senators calling for criminal investigations. This isn't like Trump in Russia where you squeeze a stone, no blood comes out. This is like shooting a 10,000-pound hog. Blood just sprays out every orifice. I mean, just talking about like it's like hitting the spindle top in South Texas or something. I mean, this damn thing is the mother load. These people are complete commie agents. Talk about a big, giant target on their back. The Machiavellian side of me hopes they put Biden in and will destroy the whole Democratic Party. But I'm sorry. But going back to Pachinik, who's been saying, hey, we got hope. It's all right. Like waving the flag of the battle. Don't give up. They were like, how dare you be optimistic? Well, that's all we got. But it seems to be with Texas joining, now 19 other states joining as parties in the suit, not just signing on, that the worm is turning. Like you said, I hope you're right with 41 days, buddy. So here's a clip of you Sunday with Owen Schroyer.
I think Biden understands this. He may not always be the sharpest bulb and the sharpest mind around, but I think he has a pretty good idea that he's under indictment, his son is, and if anything is to come about, my suspicion is that Biden will resign, as will his son, because either or both might go to prison. My suspicion is Trump will remain. He will be a president for the next 8 years. Biden will concede, and somewhere there will be remuneration. That's only my suspicion.
So is that a Roosevelt prediction? All right, Steve. Again, you've been on the air 19 years. You expose a lot of stuff. You've been accurate most of the time. I don't think you're a bad guy. I think you're a good guy. But I tell you, things sounded dire 3 weeks ago when you said this. Now they seem to be going your way. What's going on?
Well, it's not going my way or any way. Number one, I just want to thank you for always being open to alternative point of view. And you have to understand, this is not flattering you, but I am. I do enjoy your presence. It's amazing. The reason we come on this air, and over 20 years, you have become literally the mainstream media, with all due respect to that word. As a result of that, we were able to say what I was able to say, which is, number one, Biden and his crew are really going to be rolled up. It's something that Trump and a group of us in Cyber Command and really, we owe a lot of gratitude to Nakasone, Keith Alexander, Colin Agee, and Special Forces Boykin. I can't explain to you how important our military has become, not because they're kinetic. Those days of kinetic warfare are over. And what these gentlemen and others, and including the civilians and General Brown of the Air Force, what they began to understand, along with Trump, who really catalyzed all this, we're in the 21st century. And in order to compete with China and Russia, we have to immediately co-opt the Chinese, the Russians, and our own internal corruption. The amount of corruption that was present or extant has been here for 40 to 50 years. In a way, with all due respect to you, Alex, the reason I came on 20 years ago is because you were the only show that understood the veracity of the 9/11 false flag. So this is the payback for those of us who went to Vietnam, Cambodia, Iraq, Afghanistan, Somalia, Sudan, Syria, underneath the auspices of every chicken hawk president we had. Bush Sr., who claimed that he was shot down, but he ejected from his plane. Bush Jr., who never served, he was too cowardly. Obama, who never served, but it was a CIA operative who brought along with him that Catholic idiot, John Brennan. And at the same time, we had all of these people, Susan Rice, one of the greatest cowards of all time from National Cathedral, Stanford, could have prevented the death of a million Tutsis, but didn't say anything. And now she's being appointed as domestic counsel. John Kerry, Secretary of State, another loser who goes into the Vietnam War with a camera to show how grandiose. Of course, his family converted from Judaism to Episcopalian. Oh, and then he went to a private school and then went to Yale. Oh, by the way, who did the same thing? Barr's family. Now, Barr's father just converted from Judaism to Christianity, and Barr himself was a DI, as I said, a director of an analyst, a DDO, an operative, and we have suspicions about Barr and why there weren't any indictments beforehand. The reason was simple. The catalyst for all of this, quite frankly, were two elements. One is your friend and my acquaintance, Roger Stone. The minute they had even thought of bringing Roger Stone in or anywhere near prison was already a catalyst that was a warning to me. But the real catalyst in all of this was the fact that they were pinpointing Michael Flynn in an amazing director of a defense intelligence agency. That was when I came on your show, and a year or 2 years ago, I said, under no condition will Mike Flynn be arrested or convicted or indicted. And that was the real rolling stone behind all of these efforts. Once you attacked one of our major operatives in the Defense Intelligence Agency, all the other colleagues, including myself, who were in Cyber Command, military intelligence, began to understand, uh-oh, we got a problem that has been there for 40 years, which our great President Eisenhower said, CIA has led a legacy of ashes. And this is part of the CIA disaster that occurred with Gina Haspel, George Tenet.
No, I agree. We've covered that. But let's talk about what you expect to see the next 40 days, and hopefully this goes well. Trump seems very confident. The states are lining up. Pennsylvania being thrown out is not a big deal because they wanted the stronger state level because it has stronger standing. I look at the body language of Brennan and Clapper. They're on air crapping their britches right now. I look at body language. They look scared.
They should be scared. Clapper, Brennan, Hayden, and a bunch of them have already been targeted by our own people in Cyber Command. So, number one, will people actually go to a prison? Some will. Many of them you will not know. Number two, we have ordered and we built a huge Guantanamo base in the mountains of Cuba. Let's make that clear. Number three, there will be indictments in the Biden community, and Biden will have to relinquish any sense of being a president or anything else because Hunter Biden is so exposed at this particular point in time that there will be a quid pro quo. A quid pro quo will be simply, sorry, the dogs are going at.
Stay there. You can see the worm turning now from what you were saying sounded absurd 3 weeks ago to now it's like, whoa. So I want to hear this. As you said, it's going to come out. I'm like, they've already buried the China stuff, Steve. And you're like, watch. And boom, just like night following day, day following night, you've been right so far. So I've crossed my fingers. I hope your intel and what your side's going to win. Pro-America. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Here with Dr. Steve Buscetti, very interesting fellow, and I remember him, we already played some of the clips, but I remember him saying, you're going to finally see massive firings at the CIA. They're going to fire the head of the CIA, they're going to fire the head of the civilian head of the Pentagon, the Secretary of Defense, and now today, massive firings of the CIA, massive cutouts kicking them out of the Pentagon because they become Chinese communist agents. Well, let's just say third parties that sell us, it's like Trump said 3 months ago, he says, I may not be here soon if I don't succeed, but it's okay, I got to give it a shot, I'm an American. There's these middlemen sold us out, and so they're being cut out right now. So Steve Buscetti, let's go through that, but I want to drill in, because I get you've got your message, what you're saying, a lot of it is unfolding to be accurate, thank God. I mean, I know you meant well in it all, but talking to your sources, who again aren't God, they're people like us that are looking at the battlefield, and what's happening, what do you do when the general public, at least half of them, are gaslit that Joe Biden won when he didn't? What do you do when it comes out that they fraudulently sent out these ballots and the Supreme Court overturns it as it looks like things are moving towards? What happens then?
Let me explain some. My sources didn't say any of these things that I'm saying to you. I'm basing it on the simple principle of knowing the dynamics of each of the characters and how a Biden is self-destructive, Nancy Pelosi is self-destructive. But the most important thing I've always said to you and your audience is the fact, do not listen to Trump. Watch what he does. And now he's going to clean out everything. What is the new administration going to look like? Probably Mike Flynn will come in and either serve as head of intelligence or head of Secretary of Defense. We're going to have a very clean slate because Trump will arrest a lot of the politicians.
Okay, I want to talk about that, and we'll do that this segment or next, but let's get into meat and potatoes here. You did say 3 weeks ago you talked to high-level folks in these agencies, and I can talk to them too. They call me up. They're just people like us. But they said, we're hanging on. Trump's going to win. I talked to Trump's top lawyers. I've talked to Trump's son. They say they're going to win. They say the same stuff you're saying. They just are more cryptic. Look at this, look at that. Then it becomes accurate. I'm just simply asking you what the timetable is, because you said, look, they're going to bring out the corruption on Biden. And I thought, well, they already buried that. Boom, it's back. So it looks like that's on track to legitimize and give the political cover to the Supreme Court to follow the law and overturn this fraudulent election.
Correct. So what will happen, there will be an overturn of the election. Biden will concede and will either claim that he's sick or whatever he goes
back. By the way, you said that 3 weeks ago, too, and 2 weeks later, I forget, he said, I may just sign off and say I'm sick.
Well, what can I tell you? I mean, I don't have a fortune cookie, Alex. Basically, you and I work off of the dynamics of a system and the consistency of personalities. And when you come up against a Sidney Powell, who will probably be the next Attorney General of the United States, you have Pence there. What I'm getting at is you have to, and the American public has to understand This took years to implement. This took years for our military and others to be able to...
So it's like
to-
an iceberg. We see a General Flynn. We see a Sidney Powell. We see a Donald Trump. There's a whole movement behind that.
Correct. And what I said, and most people didn't understand it, was that there was a massive mobilization of troops all over the United States, certainly here in northern Florida, certainly in other places, in Fort Hood and in California. That was done not to create martial law, but to prevent any problem that we need to incur martial law. In other words, that was a preventative action.
Sure, the globalists try to create localized crises to overturn the republic. We have forces to stop it.
We don't want this Black Lives Matter kind of junk coming up again. Let me tell you the following. The coronavirus pandemic will be eliminated by Trump. He will basically say, and he has to, that we no longer need this nonsensical isolation of a government. That has been the most absurd thing I have seen, and it was a cover under which the Democrats could maintain their sense of power. At this point, we have to eliminate the notion of a mask. It's absurd. I mean, what you have seen, and Trump will eliminate it, is a very important element that I said years ago to your people. I said the wearing of a mask is the equivalent of the Jews wearing this golden star under Hitler. And that's the people he took care of. Namely, if I wanted to create a massive fascist organization, I have already done it.
Oh, it's like an armband. It's a symbol that you subserve. It's a symbol you buy into the ideology.
Correct. So you have and promote a man like Fauci who would theoretically would go to Biden, but he will be fired and asked to leave the government. He's been there a long enough time. He's created a hysteria that was nonsensical. We will probably eliminate the notion of wearing masks and the pandemic and explain to people that you can use antibiotics or the other products that you have. And all of this nonsense has to go away and we will free up our economy. The most important part of what Trump has to do now, and he understands it, he has to restart the economy. He's willing to put in millions and millions of dollars. He's willing to help the
small business. You'll have the floor to discover that. But let's get down to this. People see them announcing Biden's the winner, even though he's not under law. What do you expect to happen with the Supreme Court from your analysis of the whole deal and what's going to unfold
from
that?
The Supreme Court will basically declare that this was a major revolution that was a revolution of corruption, and they will overturn every state that had Biden primarily elected.
That's a perfect term. This is a revolution of corruption.
Correct. And what we have seen is the beginning and the evisceration of corruption that's been indigenous in our system for 60 to 70 years. Sidney Powell said it. Look, this is not about Biden. This is, and Giuliani said, this is not even about Trump. This is way beyond any individual. This is about what happened to the system as we progressed from one chicken hawk president to another, both Republicans and Democrats, and what happened at the local levels when corruption was the basic media and the basic currency of advancement. Now, why is that so unusual? For the most part, when you're a politician on any level, you want to appeal to the people, but your narcissism has to be such that you're willing to do things against, quote, the law. In other words, Biden said it very early on, 47 years ago, if Daria can take that video, he said, yes, I'm corrupt. I have to be corrupt in order to be a politician. That was the sui generis
of every politician. Yeah, pull that up. That's him. 47 years ago, Biden's elected the Senate. Biden says, don't say I'm not corrupt. And that ties into what Jeff Zucker is saying in these videos Veritas got. They're like, he goes, listen, everyone's corrupt, guys. Let's be corrupt. That's the beginning of how this works. Like, we're all corrupt now, so we don't stand for anything. That's someone trying to create slaves. So we'll talk about that and what he sees coming next, because he told us what he thought was going to happen 3 weeks ago. It's starting to actually move that crazy direction. So what happens next with Dr. Steve Pachinik?
I've got some really exciting good news.
and I've also got some bad news. InfoWars is getting the highest traffic we have ever gotten since the election in 2016. Despite all the bans, all of the system trying to censor us and suppress us, you with your word of mouth have overridden that, and they are so scared of InfoWars.com and Band.Video, and they're so scared of you being able to communicate and share the truth. But we're bringing in the same amount of money we brought in last December right now. This is our most important month to be able to fund ourselves in the next year. And I understand the economy shut down. I understand there's not as much money as there used to be. They're trying to kill Trump's recovery. But InfoWars really needs your support. You just buy great items, do your Christmas shopping at InfoWarsStore.com with huge sales, amazing products, and then you know you're funding the InfoWar and not funding Amazon and Jeff Bezos and the globalists that are openly trying to destroy small businesses. Continue to fund the second American Revolution while getting great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
She's going to do the rest. All right. Stephen Chenick's our guest for the rest of the hour. I'll host about 15 minutes the next hour. Then Matt Bracken's going to take over ahead of Owen Shore and the Warren. But let me just tell you the story. Because I don't get orders from headquarters. I don't, you know, ever. I just do research. And then when I'm ready to go with my gut, I go with it. I finance a lot of websites that are well known, a lot of groups, a lot of journals, a lot of people. And back in the day when I made a lot of money before the banning on Facebook and Twitter and all that, I put tens of millions of dollars some years into other people. And a lot of the things you've seen that have been successful have been us. And that isn't about me getting credit. You need to know that I took that money, and instead of having my own private jet I owned or a 20-bedroom house, I got a 5-bedroom house that ain't the damn thing's too big. I want to get a smaller house. The point is, I'm about to buy a trailer. I bought a piece of property. I'm about to get a double-wide trailer, so it's $100,000. But seriously, what I'm getting at here is, when you spend money here, it goes into the war. So there were a bunch of demonstrations for the 12th, and no one would pay the speaker systems and stuff, because it's like $100,000 the Park Service to do it. So I'm not going to tell you which ones, but there's a bunch of events this weekend, and we're financing a bunch of them. You are financing. So that's just an example of, when you buy the products, what we're doing, when I think something needs money and nobody else will do it, we do it. So go do your Christmas shopping at InfoWarsStore.com and buy the water filters, the air filters. They're all top rated. The storable food, that's their biggest sell of the year. A huge discount on a one-month food supply at PrepareWithAlex.com. But InfoWarsStore.com has the krill oil and the Turbo Force and the Brain Force and the X2 and the X3 and the shortwave radios and survival gear and solar panel systems and seed center and freeze dryers. All of it is there, and that funds our operation. You get great products at great prices, and that's how we fund our operation with a big Christmas sale. So I thank you all, but my accountant's like, okay, you can operate about 3 months at this point. What are you doing paying for these damn rallies? You got to pay. You got to pay the Park Service to put up the thing. And like, some of these people aren't even having you speak, you're paying for it. It doesn't matter. Somebody's got to step up. So it's not about the credit I get. It's not about that. It's a war. And you can just know that I will spend money in the war. I will, and I think I'll do a pretty damn good job, we've shown. So going back to Dr. Steve Pachinik, we got this segment, the next. Big picture. Because people are going to call me by the hundreds, and we're going to get thousands of emails, literally, like, ask Pachinik who told him, or why he thinks, or what's coming next. And I get, you get some intel, you talk to folks that aren't God, they've got their perspective. This is a moving parts. No one knows except God. But what is the real battle space of America and the world right now? As what you said sounded absurd 3 weeks ago, I knew it had a good shot, was true. Moving towards now reality, what's the real battle space? What can we as citizens do right now?
Well, most importantly, you as citizens, number one, for you to continue, and the donations are important. Also to support James O'Keefe and Project Veritas.
Yes.
Because all these so-called sidebar shows are becoming the mainstream. New York Times, CNN, NBC, that's all gone. That's a major turn of events. I also predict that Zuckerberg is going to be indicted and convicted for all kinds of irregularities, and particularly a monopoly that he knows he's running. So the lawsuit is there against Zuckerberg. There will be another lawsuit against Dorsey on Twitter if he doesn't cease and desist his nonsense. And then for Facebook, Zuckerberg will pay a very heavy price. So what is happening now is on the international or the national level. I said to you 20 years ago, the power is devolving from Washington. Basically, what Trump has done is to empty the swamp and literally...
I interrupt. Elon Musk came out this weekend in a Wall Street Journal interview and said, power's evolving from the East and West Coast to the middle of the country in Texas, something you said here 18 years ago.
Correct. And I admire Elon Musk. I invest in his companies, but this is a South African genius, an Afrikaner that we call from Pretoria, where I invested. And he correctly moved from California to Texas. Most people are moving from California to Florida. New York is empty. Chicago will be empty. Every Democratic state and every Democratic city will be empty. And basically people will go to the outskirts and to other places where they don't have to pay taxes. That's number one. Number two, the so-called control by the Internet is breaking up. And that's why my guys in Cyber Command was the spear of the frontal attack, because the Internet was a product of what I have said 20, 30 years ago, a product of the CIA through a company called INQTEL. We talked about it, INQTEL. And in turn, they thought they really could control everything until we were able to build up the military capacity on Cyber Command. So you're going to get rid of the 16 units that we have in intelligence, reorganize that intelligence, Grinnell may come back. He's been an incredible advocate. Sidney Powell's been an incredible advocate. So we have the presses are going to go. Hollywood is gone. We are developing independent stations like yourself.
And let me be clear, people tune in, they hear this, they go, a lot of that's already happening. You said on my show 15 years ago, Hollywood's dead, Hollywood's gone. So you've been right about that. But when people want to hear, doctor, please entertain us here, or just, you know, please, whatever the term is, indulge me. Please tell us. Indulge us. Tell us your take on the next 41 days, how you see this playing out. I'm sure that it might not happen just like you said, but you're not saying this is the gospel truth. You're saying your opinion is, how's this about to play out?
This is going to play off where pretty much Trump, by the new year, will have turned around the entire ballot system and shown that he won the electoral colleges. The Supreme Court will reaffirm that. He will come back in. He will select a new group of people to come into the White House, many who have fought for him on the side. Number two, there will be a breakup of the huge internet companies. Zuckerberg will be indicted. Dorsey will be indicted. Others who have taken the social network and taken it out of control will be indicted. In turn, they don't go to prison, but they will have what we call Proposition 230 will be imposed, and that means that every huge internet company will now be liable for all kinds of penalties. The second thing and the third thing is that we will eliminate this pandemic nonsense of wearing coronavirus and the masks. The fourth thing is that we're going to have to deal with problems overseas, but quite frankly, Putin has been a quiet ally of ours. The Chinese will understand that we will come back in full force if they do not comply with our wishes in terms of national security. In particular, we've deployed our Navy quietly to the South China Sea because we want to control the area where Malaysia, Indonesia, Vietnam, Cambodia is. The Chinese understand that. There will be another force structure that is surrounding the Chinese, and that I can talk about.
Some of the Japanese are building all their own islands now?
Correct. The Japanese have always been our ally after World War II. What is not known, and I'm not revealing a terrible secret, is the deployment of battleships and soldiers in Japan was not quite accurate. So when you say Japan has a, quote, small defense military, what's not said is that within 90 days, we can blow out that military from 30,000 to 900,000.
Well, as you say, they have a giant secret military ready to be retrofitted.
Right. And they have ships all over the Pacific, which is quietly shielded away from the Chinese. The Chinese know that once we allow the Japanese to go into the South China Sea, we have a spear right underneath their belly. At the same time, we will go and, once again, Trump will try to make peace with North Korea because Kim Jong-un went to Switzerland. He understands he has assets in Switzerland, and he's going to make peace. At the same time, I said to you, we were going to have another treaty with another country, and it turned out today it was Morocco and Israel. And Israel.
Well, you actually said, look at Morocco about a month ago.
Right.
We'll be right back. No, you've been dead on so far. Dr. Steve Pachinik's our guest. I'm Alex Jones, Infowars.com and Newswars.com. Jeff Zuckerberg hates it. You share the URL. His URL is stevepachinik.com. Stay with us.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce Anti-Aging Skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We are now at a historic crossroads in the development of our species. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. History doesn't just rhyme, it repeats and it echoes.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
So back that up. That's from the Patriot, Mel Gibson. They're losing the battle. He waves the flag. That's all written on 3 composites of real history that happened. If you read the script, the Swamp Fox and 2 other composites, but actually, this battle actually happened. Waving the flag, they say, that's false news. He's a fraud. They're losing the battle. What's he doing waving the flag saying they're going to win? That's Steve Pachinik's giving people false hope. That's what we're doing here. But we're not like Oprah Winfrey with you get a car and you get a car. Giving people fish, we're teaching them how to fish. It's if we have the history, we have the components, we have the victory, we then believe in it, we don't buy their psyop that they won when it's a fraud. We have to declare with confidence we did win. People that don't get that secret ingredient think we're up here just giving you pie in the sky. No. It's if you take it, the blue sky's there. If you can ingest it, if you can do it, if you can speak it, if you can knock on 100 doors tonight, if you can email your whole family and call them, if you can spread the word, if you can come to D.C., if you can believe, we're not giving up. And you see, we've come from where it looked impossible 3 weeks ago to where now the worm's turning. But there's still room for defeat. So I don't be over positive here. Dr. C. Pachinik, other points on your mindset, your intel, where you think we are, and what every listener and viewer can do right now to restore this republic and not let these Chi-Com operatives get in control.
The most important part is, again, people like yourselves, Project Veritas and Tom Fitton of Judicial Watch, you became independent entities which really reaffirmed the notion that the individual, not the corporation, is far more important than America. So what Trump is doing, he's reinstituting the notion that...
And that's why they want AI to tell us how to walk and how to wipe our ass and what to do. They want us to give in. They want us to be robots because they fear the individual.
Well, and no one is more individualistic than Alex Jones or myself or Project Veritas or Project, you know, Judicial Watch. But the most important part is this. You and I don't belong to a group. We don't belong to an entity that covered whatever rights and wrongs we may have committed. The difference was, in the Biden administration, everybody had been in the Brookings Institute, the CIA, they went to Harvard, Cornell, and one of the other elites. So what I'm also saying, and people will understand this hopefully, that is the end of the elite schools. I said a long time ago, Cornell will pay a very heavy price for the neocons they created, and they did not want to admit that they were a major part of 9/11. The president of Cornell said nothing about it, yet they produced Zalmay Khalis, a whole bunch of guys, Paul Wolfowitz, and a lot of nonsense that went into wars. Harvard.
And notice how they're trying to, and this is always your message, it's great, but we want your latest stuff. What are they thinking putting rice in? All this, it shows Biden looks like he's dying, worse than ever, stumbling around. He can't even talk. They look defeated. They look insane. So this is this failing forward, this too big to fail. I mean, are you seeing no scenario in which Trump loses? I mean, because...
No, I do not see any scenario where Trump loses. And let me explain it, since you want me to go and explain again. Trump's attitude is very simple. He broke the back of the media. He broke the back of TV and movies. He broke the back of the collectivity, whatever that was. And basically, on his own, without any coverage, he was able to mobilize thousands upon thousands of people at a time when nobody believed he was really a viable candidate. Nevertheless, he said, I will win. And that is his attitude in life. And that is what he conveys to every individual. He is the first president. This is important. And I've said it to you before, who literally entertains the individual and speaks to the individual. And how did he do that? And that was the giveaway that none of the Democrats could see. He used a new media that was
because
called
Twitter. They try to make you a collective. He goes back to the individual, the real ethos.
Correct.
Right. And all he's done is break their hoaxes, break their frauds, and he's about to do it again with our help.
Correct. And that's why within a few weeks you're going to see the massive change where Trump will reaffirm his legitimacy. He will come back into the office. And I said to Owen, it's not going to be another 4 years. It will be another 8 years on top of this. I'm not whistling Dixie. It's simply the simple fact that Trump is really the persona of what America was about. The entrepreneur, the person who took the risk, the willingness to
care. Okay. So how do you expect this to unfold? Because you said this 3 weeks ago and last Sunday, the indictments are coming. They're already there. Southern District, you're about to see it. I'm like, Doc, you were back again a week ago. I said, Doc, they've buried it. It's going nowhere. Boom. It's all over the news. I mean, where did that come from? Because if Barr's not doing it, how suddenly did this come out?
This came out because you do not, and I said it on your show a couple of months ago, and I reaffirm it. It's not about Barr or even the Department of Justice, which is highly corrupt. And as I said, the FBI is highly corrupt. The person that you really want to talk about is Sidney Powell, this incredible woman, but more importantly, the man who has proven his mettle through 40 to 50 years, and I've known about his mettle from the 80s, is Giuliani. No one, but no one in their right mind should go up against Giuliani. And I've said this on your show, and I'm going to say it again. In 1988, when I was recruited to Drexel Burnham from the State Department, I said to them, Izzy Burnham, you're going to have a problem. You won't be around. He said, what are you talking about? I said, well, you got Mike Milken on the cover of Time Magazine earning $600 million. That's in 1988. I have a guy in the Reagan administration and the Bush administration who's making $66,000, and he's going to take you down. And the answer was no way. Giuliani took down every investment banking firm on Wall Street within the next 4 months. So Giuliani will be convicting a lot of people, Sidney Powell will. But you don't mess with Giuliani. When Trump said, and he's correct, he was the most formidable mayor we've ever had in New York, I was there. I saw what he did. I've seen him fire
so
more.
So is it Giuliani's intellect and IQ or his connections or both?
No, he is a tough New Yorker. When you grow up with the mafia and within the mafia, and then you take down the mafia, you have to understand, this is not about intellect. This is not about our intelligence. What this is about is consistency and dedication.
Track record.
Guys like you and I, we fail. That's what America is about. America is not about success. It's about failure. Giuliani failed. He had several marriages. He had prostate cancer. But guess what? He continues. I continue. I don't belong to any clubs. When I left the CFR, I said, I don't belong here. That's not for me.
All right, in closing then, what do you expect to see next? Because when I look at Biden, he looks like he's, like, he looked okay 3 weeks ago. He looks like he's in hell on TV.
Who, Giuliani?
No, I'm talking about Biden. What's going to happen with Biden?
Oh, Biden. Well, Biden's already made his peace. He lives in a town called Rehoboth in Delaware. It's a beach. He basically understands the game is over. I will suspect that he, his wife, or others will receive some kind of remuneration. He will probably say he can no longer continue because he's sick and he has some other problem, which is fine. He will not go to jail. I do not want him.
But are they trying to get it across the 20th? Of January deadline to put Kamala in.
They're not going to put Kamala in. The one thing you have to understand, my friend, at which point did Kamala said I gave up my senatorship? Did she say that?
No.
Well, sine qua non, there it is.
Yeah, why are we hearing about who's going to replace Kamala? That's a good point.
There's nobody going to replace Kamala because Kamala isn't coming in. The point of fact is Kamala is a very practical individual who knows that a lot of the BS was created about her, but she wants to be a senator. Then she'll probably become governor of California. And then at some future time, she may want to run again. But Kamala's not coming in. She knows that.
Well, I get that CNN's gaslighting us that there's no way to stop Biden, blah, blah, blah. And things are starting to turn against Biden, but this is insane. This is going to be a crazy deal.
Who in their right mind watches CNN? I don't know anybody.
No, I agree with you that it's total gaslighting, and we all have to point out it's a lie. And I hear you. StevePochinnik.com. Steve, thank you so much for the time. You predicted.
Thank you, and God bless your people, and thank you for all the work you've done for America.
Thank you. StevePochinnik.com. Wow, he said, look for more to come out on the Bidens, and here it is, and boom, and before inauguration. Steve, hopefully join us again next week, okay?
Yeah, I will, more than happily.
All right, thank you very much. All right, author, Navy SEAL, patriot, Matt Bragg is about to take over, but I got a couple segments and a bunch of clips I need to get to. Wow, what a crazy time. Stay with us.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.